How old were you in the 60s?
I was in my teenage years. I was from 11 to 20.
Okay. What were your interests in the 1960s?
I was a business student, and then I also was a cosmetology student. I graduated from high school, then I graduated from cosmetology and took my state boards and passed them. My interests were skating, going to drive-in theaters, and just having fun with my friends.
How did you react when you first heard about the JFK assassination?
Very sad, very shocked, and just didn't know what to think. I just couldn't believe it happened.
Where were you at when this event happened?
I was taking a test in Algebra 1 class. I was in ninth grade at the time. And they stopped everything, and they broadcast whatever they could over the school intercom system so we could hear what was actually taking place in Dallas, Texas that day.
If you watched the funeral, what did you remember from the funeral?
I remember the procession, the horseless rider, excuse me, the horse without the rider. It was very emotional, but the most thing I remember is his young son, who was maybe 2 or 3, I'm not sure how old John Jr. was, but he was saluting the casket. That was the most poignant thing you could remember about that funeral. It was very emotional.
What kind of car did you and your family own in the 60s?
I personally had a 57 Chevy Bel Air. And then I had a 65 Chevy Malibu. My parents were driving Pontiacs and Chevys.
What do you think was the more favored car then and now from the 60s?
There are two cars that really come to mind. It was the Mustangs and the Corvettes. Those were the most popular cars at that time. And right now, I just think it's the Ford products, more so than any other car.
What big change in cars did you see from the 60s to now?
The size of the cars got smaller. The gas mileage got greater in the smaller cars than what we did in the 60s. We had heavier cars then. Now they're more lightweight.